you call that white stuff that you have to mash out?
Core.
Or
the head.
Yeah. Pus or corruption, something like that.
Pus.
Yeah. Or say if a guy got stung by a bee right in the middle of his hand and his hand
swelled.
Or you might say, well, I hope my hand won't, use the same word.
Swell.
Or it's been a long time.
Swollen.
You know, when people get blisters on their hand, that liquid inside the blister, what do you call that? Or what have you heard people call that?
Just fluid.
Just fluid. You ever heard it called water?
Yeah.
A water blister or mm-hmm. something like that. You say that part?
A water blister.
Or say that if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed, might have to take them to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
And if the wound, you know, got infected or something, so that you had all this kind of white, flaky flesh form around it.
Gangrene?
Yeah. Or have you ever heard that called any kind of flesh in particular? Say that's
dead.
What about, do people where you're from ever use the word, the expression proud flesh?
No.
You ever heard that? Could you say that for me?
Proud flesh.
Or if I, say, cut my hand and I wanted to prevent infection, some stuff I might take from the medicine cabinet to put on it, you'd call that
hydrogen peroxide, alcohol, methylate.
I don't know if they use this stuff anymore. It's done when you put it on. It's usually in a dark bottle.
Mercurochrome
or
monkey's blood.
Monkey's blood. Was that the same thing as mercurochrome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What with either mercurochrome or something else? They also use it nowadays, I believe, to they can inject some of this in you to trace.
Iodine.
Yeah. Is that still used, as far as you know?
Not a whole lot. Mm-hmm.
Or this stuff that they used to use for treat malaria is real bitter tasting.
Quinine.
Yeah. Ever had any of that stuff?
No, I've had the.
Yeah. Or say a man who was in pretty bad shape in the hospital, you might say, well, the doctor did all he could, but the man
died.
Ever heard that used any other way instead of just coming out and saying so-and-so died? Maybe they wanted to be a little bit more.
This is passed away.
Passed away. That's pretty common.
Yeah, probably the most common. Passed on.
Passed on. Yeah. Have you ever heard people say just passed?
Yeah.
You mean the same thing? Would one type of person be more likely to say he passed than another type of person?
No.
Or what about maybe cruder terms or joking terms for died? Anything else that comes to mind?
Kicking bucket.
Cash dance chips. You heard that?
Yeah, for rich people.
Yeah. Can't take it with you. Say you're talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, so and so's been dead a week. Nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
And the place where people are buried, you call that the
cemetery.
Any other term?
Graveyard.
Would it make a difference what you call it if it were a small one, maybe for just one family?
Family plot.
Would a family plot be within a larger cemetery?
It can be.
Have you ever seen these things? I've seen them, out in the country, maybe on a farm. It's obviously just for the family, and it might be fenced in or something like that, and that's all there was to it. You ever seen anything
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yes.
Would you call that a cemetery?
No, I'd call it the family plot.
Family plot, I see. And the box that the person is buried in, that's the
casket.
You ever heard it called anything besides casket?
We call it the Spanish name, but not in English.
Called what?
The Spanish term, but not in English. I haven't
heard. What's the Spanish